From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The White House says that U.S. President Barack Obama and his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, are expected to see each other on Saturday in a historic encounter at the summit of the Americas. Mr. Obama and Mr. Castro have spoken by telephone ahead of the summit. A White House official said they reviewed efforts to fully restore U.S.-Cuba diplomatic relations. President Obama arrived in the Panamanian capital Thursday night for the summit of the Americas, which for the first time includes communist Cuba. Mr. Obama has previously signaled that he would be willing to drop the state sponsor of terrorism label that's attached to Cuba as part of the normalization in diplomatic relations. Three other countries are on the U.S. list of those accused of repeatedly supporting global terrorism: Syria, Iran, and Sudan. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit Yemen for a 16th straight day on Friday, targeting weapons storage sites used by Shiite Houthi rebels in the capital Sana'a. Witnesses say that the strikes hit the defense ministry and other facilities, including a military camp believed to be controlled by rebel forces loyal to former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The rebels control Sana'a and are seeking to capture Yemen's main southern city, Aden, as they battle forces supporting the country's internationally backed president, Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, who recently fled Yemen. A Pentagon spokesman said Friday that Aden is contested, but there is no question that the Houthis control a large portion of that city. You're listening to VOA News. At least 16 people were killed and several other wounded in separate bombing attacks in Afghanistan Friday. In one attack, a suicide bomber killed four civilians when he targeted a U.S. convoy in Jalalabad. The Afghan Interior Ministry in Kabul reported another car bombing attack against a NATO convoy. The Taliban claimed responsibility for both attacks. Also Friday, roadside explosives killed at least 12 people in Ghazni province. All the victims, including women and children, were members of the same family, according to a provincial spokesman. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The United States has denounced the decision in Pakistan to free the alleged mastermind of the 2008 Mumbai attacks that killed 166 people. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke said Friday the U.S. is gravely concerned by a court's granting of bail to Zakir Rahman Lakhvi, who left custody just hours earlier.
Terrorist attacks are an assault on the collective safety and security of all countries. Pakistan has pledged its cooperation in bringing the perpetrators, financiers, and sponsors of the Mumbai terrorist attacks to justice. And we urge Pakistan to follow through on that commitment to ensure justice for the 166 innocent people, including six Americans, who lost their lives.
Lakhvi, a top commander of the Pakistan-based militant group Lashkar-e-Toiba, had been in prison since February of 2009 when he and six others were charged in connection with the assault on India's commercial capital in 2008. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who is in South Korea, says the U.S. military is preparing to deploy new weapons in the region, including stealth bombers and different classes of naval vessels. After meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Carter told a joint news conference Friday that the deployment of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System was not on the agenda. He said Washington was not at the point where it could discuss deploying the missile system with anyone.
We're not at a point yet in that program. This is a program that is in production in the United States. We're not at the point yet of determining where it might be suitably deployed in the future.
South Korean Defense Minister Han Min-koo told reporters that North Korea did not appear to be preparing for another long-range rocket launch or nuclear test anytime soon. And U.S. media reports say that former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will formally announce her intention to run for president in 2016 this coming Sunday. It will be Clinton's second presidential bid after her failed effort in 2008. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.